This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was back on my show in June 6th. We're talking no other than Cambiola Inc. It traded on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CANB. And with us today, we actually have two guests. We have the CEO, Marco Alfonzi, and also Dr. Bob Cornfield. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Everett?
Thank you. Nice to be here.
You know, this question is for Marco. Give my listeners a little bit about statement of what you guys are about and how you make your money, and give us an update on that first.
Super. So we're a CBD company that that deals with pure isolate, 99.95 or higher percent pure isolate. Our community is with the physician offices. We only deal directly with physicians. You're not going to be able to find this at the local smoke shops or bodegas. We deal with physicians for the simple reason it's an educational process, and we've been having unbelievable results with the physician offices. We're well over at least 100 offices at this point. And like I said in the shareholders letter that I put out a week ago.
Well, let's talk about that. The shareholders letter from a week ago. Maybe bring my listeners up to speed if they didn't get a chance to read that.
Yeah, no worries. So when I was last on the interview, we had signed strategic medical resource partners that gave us the ability to penetrate well over 20,000 physicians. From the last interview we had, I'm going to say approximately 2-3 months ago to today, we were able to now train and have their sales team hit the market, and now we're starting to reap the rewards. So first quarter, we had unbelievable revenues. Second quarter, we were able to double the revenues. At that point there, we now know that with that signing of strategic medical resources, now that we implemented their sales team in the sales force, you could see the revenues follow. Also on that shareholders update, we had told everyone that we had delivery of equipment. The equipment is actually being installed as we speak in the Seattle, Washington facility. And at that point there, we'll be able to start in probably Q3 or the beginning of Q4 to start putting out new products. So we're going to expand our product line as well as have the ability to increase what we're currently in manufacturing mode for right now.
Marco, let me ask you this before I get to Dr. Cornfield. You put out a press release saying that you guys did an agreement with Endless Relief of Colorado. What does that mean to your company?
Oh, Endless Relief is the first company that we have an agreement with. We did a JV with them on the TENS units and the TENS pads. He actually, Frank Coleridge, has the patent to inject CBD in the electronic pads in the TENS system. That is a huge move because now that opens up the chiropractic market to us gigantically, if you will.
I'm going to bring Bob Cornfield on. He's the medical advisor. As you know, Dr. Cornfield, all CEOs are very proud of their products, and sometimes they over-exuberate what really is reality. But, you know, how are you and your patients reacting to the CB, and how is Cambiola changing patients' lives right now?
Well, definitely in my practice, it's made a huge difference, and I think it will in the delivery of pain medicine for sure in our country as we move forward. Needless to say, we all understand, those of us who treat chronic pain patients, that chronic pain is not caused by a shortage of opiate drugs in the body. We understand that there are reasons and mechanisms for everything. So when we're treating a chronic pain patient, we have to find out why the immune system is struggling to heal. And it all comes down to a very, very important process that happens in the human body to keep us healthy, and it's called homeostasis. And what's remarkable about the CBD molecule is that it binds to the same receptor sites as the neurotransmitters and endorphins produced in our bodies that open up these pathways of homeostasis. So what we're getting, in addition to relieving pain and inflammation, is we're having patients with more efficient homeostasis, which means not only are we managing their pain without drugs and side effects, but we're actually pushing their body to be healthier. And honestly, that is the key to the future of medicine in this country, because right now we have a pathology scale that's out of control. We have opioid addiction out of control, and we need to find more logical ways to keep patients healthy and also to minimize the side effects of all of the drugs that we have been prescribing for many, many years.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well said. The company that we're highlighting today is Canbiola. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CANB. You've been listening to Dr. Bob Cornfield. He is the medical advisor. Also with us today is the CEO of the company, Marco Alfonsi. Let me ask you this, Marco. Where do you see the company 12 months from now? You just made a very impact statement a little while ago. Your first quarter revenues, your first quarter revenues of 2018 was $69,000. You're saying that you're going to double that in the second quarter when that comes out. So where do we go from here?
If we keep on the path that we're currently on, by bringing on these other sales groups that we have signed, and right now we've only trained a small portion of their sales team, and we continue training. You know, it takes a while to train over 150 people, obviously, coming on board. So onboarding is a process, but it's paying off in spades, because every one person that we get out there and they open up 10 doctors this week. Those 10 doctors right now are having unbelievable results with their patients, right? And that's coming right out of the doctors and physicians' mouth. More importantly, if we continue on the path that we're on, I'll be able to, quadruple the size of my manufacturing facility easy by Q1 of next year.
Wow.
And that's what our target is. Yeah. It's going to be easy. Not easy. Nothing ever in life is easy. But at the end of the day, the results are speaking for themselves. The product is being accepted. The doctors are now starting to refer more physicians to us. So when you have a physician referring physicians, we're obviously on the right path.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for stopping by today on Stock Day. I wish you nothing but continued success. In closing, is there either one of you wanted to maybe say something that we didn't get a chance to cover?
Go ahead, Doc. You got anything to cover?
The only thing I'd like to add is this whole industry depends on education, not just educating the public to safer alternatives to drugs, but also educating physicians to safer alternatives to drugs. And, the FDA is coming down on physicians that are over-prescribing opiates. So we now are positioned in a way that can really break open this whole movement away from drugs that can cause addiction, can cause overdose deaths, et cetera, to a very wonderful natural product that's marketed in a fine way by Canbiola. It's the purest CBD product I have found on the market. Their nanotechnology is unsurpassed. So that means that the body can utilize it much more rapidly and more definitively. So I think this is a really exciting time to be in this industry.
Well, I want to thank you guys for stopping on the show. It's always a pleasure. Please don't hesitate to come back on the show in 40 or 50 days. I want my listeners to take a look at this stock. I think it's undervalued here just above a 1 cent. And I think they're at the very beginning of their hyper growth. And I think that's going to extend out for the next 6 months to 24 months. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol CANB. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.